Lesson 9. New Orientations of the Apostolic Activities. The risen Lord appeared to the disciples and said, "As the Father has sent me, so I sent you. Go in the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. Church is the sacrament and continuation of Jesus in this world. The church is appointed to continue the salvific mission of Jesus in this world. And the church has been ever committed to this. She had to overcome many obstacles to fulfill this mission. Many of her children suffered torture and became martyrs. In spite of that, she has not turned back from her missionary commission. The church, the continuation of Jesus and the messenger of his mission. The salvation which Jesus gave is not only liberation of the soul, but the total liberation of man. Hence, the goal of the church is also total liberation of man. She is always in the forefront to the work for the conscientization and the liberation of the oppressed, the exploited, the weak, and the neglected. And she identifies herself with them. She lovingly points out the mistakes of the oppressors and denounces them strongly. She objects to the exploitation and disparities based on religion, color, caste, etc. The church conscientizes individuals and societies to liberate them from all evils that enslave them. Church, the conscious of the world. In the modern world, the church tries like Jesus to be conscious of the world. The church gives the leadership to evaluate all the social, economic, and political circumstances which are against the growth of individuals and society and to take suitable decisions. The world keenly looks to the church for the proper response and solution to any and every event in the world, not only for the things against faith and morals, but also for all things that endanger the welfare of man. The world leaders keenly listen to what the Pope says on such issues. In the world of today, the church tries for the total development of man in various ways. She uses means like education, politics, social services, media, etc. for this. The most important among them is education. Educational apostolate. The aim of proper education is to form the personality of an individual with man's final end in view. Such an education aims at the integral development of the person. The goal of education should be to realize values like truth, justice, fraternity, peace, etc. in one's life. Education must help individuals to avoid evil and to accept good. It must also enable people to study the problems like poverty, ignorance, slavery, exploitation, etc. and to eradicate them. Second Vatican Council teaches the aim of Christian education. Is not only the maturity of human person, but also a training in faith and morals. The important aim of Christian education is to help man to attain that perfect personality in accordance with the perfection of Jesus. Hence, the Church takes pains to establish the educational institutions, to renew them according to the changes of the times, and to give the students good education. Second Vatican Council teaches also about the responsibility of the parents to provide the children good education. Apostolate of the media. Media has influenced human mind to such an extent that human mind is almost its slave. Second Vatican Council has published a decree on the influence of media. Council says that the media, in addition to giving knowledge and entertainment, is very helpful in spreading the kingdom of God. But till recent times, the attention of church was mainly focused only on publications. The knowledge art of the printing press was discovered by Gutenberg, a German. The first printed book was the Bible. Following that, Christians contributed and many spiritual books and other books helping social progress. When electronic media spread, the attention of the church turned to it. The Mother Church reminds her children to use media like cinema, radio, TV, computer, internet, etc. for the proclamation of the gospel. the decree on social communication media exhorts like this: "The sons and daughters of the church have the responsibility to help and defend the Catholic newspapers, magazines, radio, television, cinema programs, and their releasing centers, which work to defend and spread the truth and give a Christian touch to human society. In the same way, the Council requests individuals and organizations who have technical knowledge and economic power to help generously by giving their talents and expert services to use these media for apostolate and building up true culture. The modern church living in the internet age needs the use of technology very much. The children of the church should get acquainted with it and learn to use it. The misuse of internet leads the community, especially the youth, to immorality. We have to be alert against it. The Pontifical Council for Social Communication Media has published the two decrees, Church and Internet, and the Morality in the Internet, to save the children of the church from this danger. The decree on the church and the internet reminds us that when modern technology gives new ways to proclaim gospel to the people, we must be prepared to make use of it and use it with responsibility and discernment. The decree on morality in internet teaches us to use internet only to develop the common good and solidarity of humanity. The church is very actively alive in this field through newspapers, TV channels, website, etc. Politics. The members of the church serve in the field of politics too. They should be led by the model and spirit of Jesus, who came to the world to give freedom to the prisoners, sight to the blind, and release to the oppressed. They must be able to defend the oppressed and exploited in society. The faithful in politics should become the voice of voiceless and offer unstained, unblemished political service. Each citizen has a responsibility to work with political leaders to build up the society in truth, justice, tolerance, and freedom, and to develop the true sense of citizenship. At the same time, the Church teaches that our conscience obliges us not to obey the instructions of political leaders when they are against moral laws, because we have to obey God more than men. The fields of art, literature, and culture. The Mother Church is conscious of the role of art and literature in the progress of humanity. The children of the church contribute valuable service in the field of culture also. Christian writers and artists working in the spirit of the gospel message will maintain spiritual power, zeal in the world. The artists and literary men can depict a better life. The members of the church have the responsibility to spread the Christian message through cinema, drama, and dance forms that instill moral values, and especially through Christian art forms. Hence, the church is keen on developing the literary and artistic talents of children and youth through the faith formation in various associations and to use them in spreading the gospel message. Protection of the environment. The children of the church should also pay attention to maintain the balance of nature. Created things are meant for the whole world. We have the duty to handle them justly and to protect them for common good. It is not right to exploit nature in a way that is harmful to posterity. The church has given Saint Francis Assisi, who loved nature and all the creatures and regarded them as stepping stones to God's experience, as the patron of the environment. The voice of the gospel against social evils. There are many missionaries even today who do missionary work in different zones of India and outside India. The sacrifice of these missionaries in leaving their own home and homeland to spread the gospel message among the non-believers is really great. They are able to lead many to Jesus through their life, witnesses, and preaching of the gospel. As a result of their missionary activities, people have been enabled to gain knowledge and Jesus' experience, react against social evils. When this became a threat to the ruling group who exploited the ignorant people, they began to destroy missionaries. In many places, the government also turned against them, accusing them that they were converting people. Many have been a victim of their evil plans, suffering a lot and even giving up their lives. Sister Rani Maria, Father Arul Das, etc. are some of them. Gospel is eternal and ever new. The Church has the responsibility to receive the word of life proclaimed 2,000 years ago in the fullness of its spirit and to interpret it to the modern age. The children of Church should try to present the gospel in the modern world through education, media, art, culture, etc.